Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it no matter what. Because the Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Good God day to all of you. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's BTR broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this day. I give respect and honor to my covering, my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for first and foremost for this opportunity to be before you, and I thank Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought daily on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. And all you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you a chance to get your Bibles and everything that you need to study the Word of God with us. And we'll come back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. All right, I trust everyone has their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper and everything you need to take notes with. Let's go before our Father with a word of prayer. And let's focus and center ourselves right now on Him. Lord, we focus on You right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we focus our minds, our thoughts, our being on You right now. And we glorify You, and we magnify You, and we exalt and we extol You. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, for giving us this day, this time, this moment, this opportunity again to be before Your throne and sit at Your feet and glean and eat what that which the Holy Ghost will have us to glean and eat on today, that which You will have us to glean from Your Word. Thank You for the opportunity to open Your Word and learn a little bit more about You. Father, we speak life, health, strength, endurance, and perseverance to all within the sound of My voice. We bless their households. And You move by Your Spirit, O God, as only as You can. There is no distance in prayer, for You are all around them. You go before them, You go behind them, and You surround them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You for Your love. And Father, we ask as Your servants that You hide us all behind the cross as we go about doing what You will have us do on this day. Hide us all behind the cross so it is all of You and none of us. Holy Spirit, put Your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which You will have me to deliver unto the people on this day. And we bless You. We reverence You. And we glorify You, O God, Almighty God. the living, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent one, the sustainer and giver of life. We bless you now. And we thank you for moving by your spirit in this broadcast on today, as only as you can. Touch, heal, and deliver. And we thank you for your anointing, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of you, O God, on this broadcast this day. We thank you in advance for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Now, we started a series, I believe it was last week, if my memory serves me correctly. We started a series called Who Do You Say That I Am? Jesus is asking the question to all of us, who do you say that I am? And we know that his name is Jesus. That is the name. His name is above every name. And I have a question for you. What is contained in a name? Eternal fulfillment of destiny is in a name. A pronouncement, a declaration, a decree is in a name. And each time that name, eternal seed, there is no other name that is higher than the name of Jesus. Let's go into, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. You all can follow along with me in your translations. But we know Jesus is asking the question, who do you say that I am? Let's go over to Matthew chapter 1, and let's look at verse 21. And the Amplified, it reads, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means Savior, for he will save his people from their sins, that is, prevent them from failing and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God. Savior, Jesus, the Greek form of the Hebrew word Joshua. That was the name of his earth house. Christ is the name of, is the identification of his deity. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Now, let's go to, first we're going to go to Matthew 25, because Jesus is also known as the bridegroom. He is also known as the bridegroom. And if we go to Matthew 25, verse 6, it says, but at midnight there was a shout, behold, the bridegroom, go ye out to meet him. We know that Jesus is the bridegroom. He is the head of the church. And the church is his bride. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 16. Let's go into verse 16. He is also known as, not only is he known as the bridegroom, but he is also known as the Christ. Verse 16 says, Simon, in verse 15, which is our focus verse, it says, he said to them, but who do you yourselves say that I am? And verse 16 in Matthew 16 says, Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, that word Christ has a Greek lexical aid after it of 5547, and it comes from the Greek word Christos, 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 and it means anointed, the Messiah. The Christ is the Savior of the world. the originator, the author and sustainer of life, or the one who inaugurates and controls the experience of salvation. Now, what is a savior? A savior is one who saves. Now, what does it mean to be saved? What does that mean when we say, I am saved? Let's look that word up, save, in the dictionary. And according to the dictionary that I have here, the word save means to rescue or preserve from harm or danger, to preserve for future use, to prevent loss or waste of, to prevent or lessen, to deliver from sin, save, to remove from danger, deliver, rescue, free, set free, liberate, release, emancipate, redeem, come to the rescue of, and defend. Jesus, the Christ, came to save us. What does it mean to be redeemed? If we say he is also known as the Redeemer, our Redeemer, I know that my Redeemer liveth. A Redeemer, or to be redeemed, means to buy back or get back or recover, to pay off, to deliver from sin, to make amends or atone for, and to restore, to favor. Jesus the Christ, our Savior, one who saves, and our Redeemer, one who has recovered mankind through a payment. When he gave his life up on the cross over 2,000 years ago for the remission of sins, he bought us back. He purchased us. He saved us. He liberated and set us free and delivered and rescued us from eternal damnation. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? His name is Jesus the Christ. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come into the Father except by me. Now, we know that Jesus, we have been discussing that Jesus is the bridegroom. Not only is he the bridegroom, he is the Christ. Not only is he the Christ, but he is the deliverer. He's known as the deliverer, the deliverer. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 22, and let's look at verse 2. And this is David speaking. But in fact, let's just start at verse 1 in 2 Samuel 22. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. You can follow along in your translations, as we always do, and study the word. Amen. David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Verse 2 says, he said, the Lord is my rock of escape from Saul, and my fortress in the wilderness, and my deliverer. My God, my rock. In him will I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And we just discussed, what a Savior was and what it means to save. And this is what Jesus did for all of us. This is why Abba loves us so much. In John 3:16, the famous passage of Scripture, very familiar to a lot of us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He is the deliverer, our deliverer. Now, I want to explore that a little bit, because the Lord Jesus is a lot of things, he's asking us a question. Who do you say that I am? He is the great I am that I am. Well, what does that mean? I am that I am. In your life, Jesus is first and foremost in our lives, Savior, Redeemer and Lord, Rescuer, Strong Tower, Refuge, Healer, Deliverer. In the darkness, the Good Shepherd, one who maketh us to lie down in green pastures and leadeth us beside the still waters, as it says in Psalms 23. Jesus is our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, God of our rock, our shield, our horn of our salvation, our high tower, our refuge, our Savior, our lamp, our buckler, our strength, the deliverer, Jesus the Christ. Let's go over to John chapter 14. And let's look at, beginning at verse 4. And I truly encourage all of you, all of us, we need to get into the Word. All of us. We need to study. We need to learn, because Jesus is the living Word. He is in us, the hope of glory. John chapter 14, beginning at verse 4, it says, and Jesus is talking here, and he says, "And to the place where I am going, you know the way." Verse 5 says, "Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, no one. No one comes to the Father, Abba, our Creator, except by or through me," he says, Jesus the Christ. We must accept him, no Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Lord, our Master, the author and finisher of our faith, by faith. Let's go over to, and we know that Jesus is the truth of God. He is the truth of Abba that makes us free. He is the teacher and the source of truth. He is truth. Christ, he is the source of eternal life. Jesus is asking, who do you say? Who do you yourselves say that I am? Who am I to you? Who am I? And who am I? What do I do for you. He holds everything together by the word of his power, the power of his word. And Jesus is the word. That's why it's so important for us to get into God's word every day, to wash our minds and renew and cleanse our hearts with the washing of the water of the word. Let's go into Matthew 1, where we were before. And verse 21, we read about calling his name Jesus, his flesh house. That's who he is. Christ is his deity. But he is God, came to save his people from their sins, that is, prevent them from failing and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God. So we know Jesus is the bridegroom. We know he is also known as the Christ. We know he is also known as the deliverer. We know that he is also known as the way. And he is also known as Emmanuel. Verse 23, behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which when translated means God with us. God with us. God with us. He's not far from us. He is in us. He lives in us. He has taken up residence. He has made his abode in us. How beautiful is that? Present, omniscient, omnipotent, almighty God, the creator of all things. Residence in us when we ask him to. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 9. And let's look at let's look at verse 6. Or who do you say that I am? Jesus is asking us, especially in this time now, and the things that we are experiencing as mankind. Jesus is asking, who do you say that I am? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, in the Amplified Edition, it says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice, righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This scripture says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. We are entering into the time of elections. He's going to establish his government and to uphold his government with justice and with righteousness. When we stand for justice and that which is right or righteousness, we are taking a stand with and for God, because he is just and he is what is right. Jesus the Christ, he loves us. And for those of you who do not know him, and you want to know this Jesus, to know who he is, you've heard so much about him, but you're not sure who he is, let him reveal himself to you. You know, in my studies, the Holy Spirit took me over to where Jesus was on the cross, and there was a thief that was hanging on the cross next to him. And all he said was, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And because he said that in that moment, Jesus said, today, be with me in paradise. How beautiful it is to know who Jesus is, to know him as Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, the Bridegroom, the Christ, the Way, Emmanuel. And all we have to do is ask and believe by faith. Those of you who do not know Christ, let's make the decision now so that he can come into your heart and make his abode, his residence. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will make their abode and take up residence in you. Because the church is not bricks and mortar. The church, body of Christ, the sanctuary of the Most High God, is us. If you don't know Jesus, pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I renounce sin. I repent. And to repent means to turn away and go a different direction. And Lord, I turn right now from the things that are not like you. And I renounce them. And I turn toward you, Lord Jesus. I ask, O God, Lord, that you come into my heart and live and dwell. Teach me your ways. Open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, O God, so that I may see you. I want to know you for who you are. I believe that you gave up your life for me on the cross, on Calvary, and you shed your blood for the remission of my sins. And I believe that you rose from the dead on the third day. And you are the Son of the Almighty Living God. And I know that you live forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for setting up residence and making your abode in my heart, in me. We thank you, Lord, for those who prayed that prayer. For you said when one comes into the kingdom, just one, heaven rejoices. All of heaven rejoices. And Lord, we are rejoicing right now with all of heaven for all those to you this day. Father, we thank you for being the good shepherd, for teaching us your sheep and your lambs how to walk in your way and be more like you in everything we do every day. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all said, Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. We encourage you, find a church home so that you can study and learn more about who Jesus is in your life now. We bless you. We bless you. This is the little one. And I pronounce the blessing over you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace, his peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, his wholeness always. Thank you for joining us on today. God bless all of you. Good God day.